Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon for stories that affect our jobs, taxes, and families. Utah's Morning News, each morning between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into Cougar Nation. We're breaking down BYU's loss against Texas Tech on Saturday night, and we're taking your calls. And then a little later in the program, we'll look ahead to a huge opportunity and test for the Cougars tomorrow night against number 4 Houston, one of the country's best teams. Remember, this team was the top overall seed in the NCAA tournament last season. They are dang good. We'll preview that matchup a little later on, but we want to hear from you. That's why we do the show every single Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. We want to take your calls, Cougar Nation, 801-575-8255. And specifically, why do you think this team has struggled in the second half of Big 12 games? Because it seems like a recurring theme. We saw it in the first Big 12 game against Cincinnati, where they went cold and lost the opener. Then they go down to Baylor, and they played well again in this brand new arena down in Waco in the second half. It slipped away. Then they go to UCF. Looks like they're going to have a nice, comfortable win, and it nearly slips out of their fingers. They hang on and get a big win down in Orlando. They come back earlier in the week. They beat Iowa State, and you think, man, maybe they figured something out here, and it completely carried over into the first half against Texas Tech, where they were playing some of the best basketball we've seen in years, as Nate Slack said earlier in the program. And in the second half, it's the wheels fell off. They felt like they couldn't get a good look. The good looks they had, they were missing. And I think one thing that was a little concerning too in this Texas Tech game, and this is why I think at times this team is susceptible to struggles, is I don't know if this team has an alpha dog, somebody in a pressure situation who you can just say, clear out, give this guy a bucket, he's going to give us a good look. And you would love for that to be Dallin Hall. You would love for that to be Jackson Robinson. And at moments they can do that. I just don't know if they've done it consistently enough to where you feel like, okay, we know we can count on these guys in the difficult situations. You look at the numbers for Jackson Robinson, he's been in a bit of a slump recently, 3-12. He got the start. Remember, he started for Trevin Nell, who got hurt against UCF. Trevin Nell did play. That was an encouraging sign. He came off the bench, and in the first half, he had a couple threes. You're like, okay, baby, let's go. Trevin Nell, he's ripping it. He didn't take any field goals in the second half. That was a little concerning because he's one of the best shot makers on the team. But Jackson Robinson gets the start in his place, 3-12. 2-10 from three. He was moving the ball around fairly well. He had 4 assists, but 3-12, 25% from Jackson Robinson, who he's risen up the NBA draft boards. Some people are predicting he might be a late round, first round pick in this upcoming draft. If he has that type of potential, you'd love to be able to give him the ball late in games or in these pressure situations where you feel like, man, we need to have a bucket. And then some of the other more experienced players, not a great night for Spencer Johnson. 4 points, 2 of 9, 0 of 5 from 3. Really unfortunate at the end of that game where he had a transition 3. He pulled up. It could have went either way. It ended up only being a 2. That would have cut the lead to 3 with about a minute to go. It doesn't go their way. But Spencer Johnson, 4 points. Jackson Robinson, 8 points. That's tough for two of your starting guard forwards and really good two-way players. They've got to come correct when it's the pressure's dialed up. And in the second half, too, 2 points between the two. 0-6 for Jackson Robinson, 1-5 for Spencer Johnson. Without Ali Khalifa in his heroics, 15 points in the second half, man, I don't know what the score would have been, because Khalifa was doing some hero work to keep BYU alive when it felt like, man, maybe Texas Tech is going to beat them by double digits, which would have been crazy after having a 48-32 point lead. Nate, Why do you think this team is struggling so much in the second half? Is it that they don't have an alpha dog that they can go to, or are they just simply not making enough shots?
I think that's part of it, but I think a bigger thing is we talk about this a lot in football, is having depth. And at the start of the season, there was a lot of depth. We talked about having a possibly 10 or 11-man team for this season, but with the loss of Dawson Baker, Foose's injury, Trevin was injured last week, Noah Waterman misses the game. One guy who didn't play at all was Atiki Ali Atiki, and we haven't even really heard about the reason why, and that's kind of gone under the radar. But I think the lack of depth is showing, and it's something that the team has to be able to figure out. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to win games in the Big 12.
And on your point of depth, Dawson Baker earlier in the week was announced as being out for the remainder of the year. He'll get a medical redshirt. He'll have two more years of eligibility next year. He just never got right from that foot injury in the offseason. That's probably the most painful submission of them all, because his skill set, Nate, is honestly what this team needs. He can create off the dribble. He's probably the team's best one-on-one. Clear out, I'll do something with it. You saw his creativity in flashes right before conference play. Him being shut down for the year is a huge blow, because there's nobody else on the team that has the skill set that Dawson Baker has.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think having to start Richie Saunders and Jackson Robinson, they're good players and they probably deserve to start. And they would definitely be starting on other BYU teams. But I think it takes away an advantage BYU had, where they would be able to put these guys in, you know, at the 16-minute mark or 12-minute mark when the other starters are coming out for the other team. And BYU all of a sudden loses that advantage, and they're having to turn to Townsend Triple. And he hit a big three-pointer early in the Texas Tech game, but that's not necessarily somebody you want to see coming off the bench on the
It's not fair to Townsend.
No,
right?
not
to
at
expect
all.
Him to come in this situation and be scoring points, that's not fair to Townsend. Nate, we got to get out to the phone line. This is Cougar Nation. We take fans' calls, 801-575-8255. Nate from Cedar Hills, what do you got for us, Nate?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the Cougars. Love this team this year. Been very excited about them. You know, I wouldn't hit the panic button too quick, but there was definitely some things that were concerning in the game when you lose a lead that big. It seems like, and you can't always tell from the fans' perspective what's going on right on the court, but it seemed like when their best guy keeps making threes over and over again, putting pressure on him and rotating off picks a lot quicker, getting out, it seems like they're a little bit watching him shoot. They weren't getting in his face, trying to make sure that he took him out of his rhythm. They just kept going back to him because he kept getting open threes, and that killed us when he has that many threes. It seems like the announcer said on the game too, if you're watching on TV, hey, you know, BYU has stopped attacking the basket. We could have gone after their big man who already had three fouls and draw more fouls. Just anything, just to go aggressive out to the basket. Seems like we started driving, we were tentative and started kicking it back out again, and we're losing balls on turnovers. So that was kind of a miss. Yeah, it seems like Jackson Robinson, he's been awesome earlier in the season. We love him as a player, but he seems like he was shooting everything short. And so I don't know if it's just a mental thing, if they're just, tentative and not shooting confidently at the end when they got a little frazzled or something, and we're losing a lot of turnovers, you know, dribbling too much, not enough maybe picks and getting guys open. And so hopefully we can resolve some of that stuff tomorrow, because I'll be down there at the Houston game watching, cheering on the Cougs. Be a
hard,
big game,
hard,
an awesome opportunity.
Hard opponent, Nate, to correct some of those issues against, right? Number four in the country.
Yep. And we're going to talk a little bit more about them at the end of the hour, but they're probably the best defensive team in the country in terms of points per game and steals and blocks. And it's just, unless BYU can replicate what they did against Iowa State last week, which they did. They attacked the rim. They weren't settling for 43-pointers. I think it's going to be a long night tomorrow night, potentially.
I loved what Nate said too, because I felt the same exact way. They weren't attacking the basket enough, and he wondered why this BYU defense didn't get out on Pop Isaacs. That's the player he's referring to. 5 of 7 from three, 32 points. I felt like it was the turnovers, Nate. There were so many turnovers in that second half that led to runouts where Pop Isaac was just coming down the floor. The guys were running back in transition defense, not knowing where to go, and he took advantage of that. You just, when you turn the ball over, it has such a dramatic impact on the game in so many areas. I thought the turnovers was the number one reason why Pop Isaacs just went bananas in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Nate, we better take a break. News, traffic, and weather coming your way on the other side. We'll get to what's trending and more of your calls here on Cougar Nation.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.